when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all, we can go on.
Hey, 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 welcome everybody. I'm Bobby Elias. Let's create a better world. Healthy foods, health, body, mind, spirit, organic foods. We're going to talk about all that today with a great guest, Sherry Beal, who's been with Pacifica for a number of years, had a show there, one of the best. She's a very, very special guest. We're going to talk about some great, great issues, food, gardening, children, organic foods, and other ways to live through exercise and how you spend one third of your life. A lot of great, great stuff. I'm extremely happy to have her on the show. For your information, in the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about just that, ideas on how we can make better solutions for this world of ours. The world is in chaos. Sherry and I are going to talk a little bit about that. And also we're going to have on about aging, about how you can live longer, all the new modalities. There's so many new things, lasers and stem cells and on, equipment to tell you, and there's something to tell you how long you might live and how what's wrong with you and what you can do about it. It's the age is here, so many new things. Now, I'd like to give you a phone number for those of you, two phone numbers. One, to call in and hear the show on your phone. Many people, some of the older people do not even have a computer, believe it or not. Yes. So for their information, here's the number, my paper number for them to call. There's about four or five numbers. It's area 701-801-3662. Now, if they want to go to the archives, this line is being built up, so be patient with it. It's going to get better and better. But for now, they can pick up a few shows on the archives at this number. Area 701-719-9976. And, of course, if you just want the regular archives, a lot of people can't hear the show every week at the time that we're on, so you can hear it on the archives. Just go to prn.fm, go to shows, and we're going to pick the show and the date of what you want. I'm very, very excited today. I love doing a great show, and today is a really good one. We have Sherry Beal on the show. She is has been with Pacifica. She's done radio. She's really, really into health, gardening, children, the right foods, exercise, and so many issues that we talk about in this show. So Sherry's got a lot of good things to say. Welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Hello, everyone. I'm so happy to be here. And boy, all those topics you mentioned, can I talk on those? And I know you can too.
Well, that's what I like about you, Sherry. You and I have had some phone conversations, and they were just really great on the ultimate. We just went on and on about all those things I just mentioned and more. So thank you for that. Yeah. But let's start out with, first, I do want to talk about staying in a high vibration and the importance of it and the choice you make and being a leader. But before that, just briefly, how you got into all this, how you got started with health and the radio show, et cetera. Just a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, you know, I've always been tuned into Mother Earth. And I've just always, since I was a kid growing up in Virginia, where there are lots of trees, and, you know, just hiking through the woods and swimming in the lake, and I just always felt really at peace and very happy being around Mother Nature, and I still do. And, you know, just always had an appreciation. And so, and I was also a very curious kid. I know my brothers, my older brother and sister would always be, Sherry, would you stop asking so many questions? You know, but I was always curious about life and how things worked and, you know, looking at some things just seemed to, in the society, function quite oddly. I couldn't quite get some things, but I'd always be asking those questions. So that sort of put me on the path, but I can tell you, I went to another level with it when I started having kids. And I would say, fortunately, my son is actually at Berkeley now, doing really great, and he's 19, and I have a 12-year-old daughter. And before, you know, our son was born, I started taking a prenatal yoga class. It was happened to be a Kundalini yoga class. And we would sit around us, you know, moms-to-be, after having tea and sort of chatting, and I learned so much. And I will tell you, one jewel of information is this magazine called Mothering Magazine. So it could be mothering.com or motheringmagazine.com, but it was so full of information that you do not get in the mainstream at all, or any of those parenting magazines, just pure wisdom. And that really shifted things for me, and I became aware of so many more things and really wanted to create a healthy home for my family. And, you know, so we can talk about some of that too today. I'm happy to share all of my training in bowel biology, which is spelled B-A-U, which stands for building biology. And that is how to create the healthiest home for the inhabitants. Health first, of course, eco-friendly and being conservative with using energy, but number one is being healthy for the people who are living in the home. So I went through some rigorous training and certifications and, you know, learned a lot from that angle as well.
Oh, that's great. Yes, you've got a great history, and your shows, I hear nothing but good things about them. I heard the shows. What I liked about your show, not only Healthy Planet, Healthy Me, was the title, I believe, but you also talk about, I remember at times you'd be the health show in person and doing the show live from the health show, interviewing people.
Right.
That really, I really enjoy that because I go to all the health shows and you're wonderful. You do great work. So I'm just blessed to have you on the show. And we've got some great ideas for the future that you and I talked about. Let's start with the first one, which is, you talking about high vibration, how to be a leader, how to make the right choices, and how important this is. Your thoughts on that, please.
Absolutely. And Bobby, I just have to say it's a real honor to be on your show because you have really tremendous energy and wonderful things to share with your audience members. And I know you really sincerely care about all of them. I can really, you know, tell and feel it from listening to some of your previous shows. And so, you know, it's quite an honor. Thank you for inviting me today.
Thank you.
Sure. I'm really learning, because I think we're going through such a transition on the planet right now. I feel the biggest ever for humanity. And so what I'm learning through my research, and let me tell you, I do a lot of research, is it boils down to the most important thing for us as humanity, as individual human beings, and as a collective, we really, our main focus should be on keeping a high vibration. And we can talk about that and give suggestions. But really staying happy, staying in a high vibration, because I do feel that that's going to make the shift for us to head this planet Earth and humanity into this wonderful new future that's just waiting for us. And I'd like to, if I could, just share really quick a quote from a gentleman whom you've all heard of named Socrates. And that is, the secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. So I really feel that, you know, we are so much more powerful than we've been led to believe, and that if we stay in a high vibration, and that, you know, that includes, you know, hey, listening to great music, you know, laughing with friends, moving around and exercising, you know, I've been doing that, I could say religiously, you know, really getting exercise. I can't tell you what, how that makes me feel so great. And it's very empowering. And you know, it's important to get a good night's sleep. Go ahead, Bobby. I'd like to hear what you have to say about, you know, keeping ourselves or how you keep yourself in a high vibration. I know meditation also going in is very important. Oh, and let me add one more thing. One more thing that's really important, and that is grounding. Grounding means putting your feet without your shoes or sitting down on Mother Earth, ideally, if you can, between 15 and 20 minutes a day. Why? There are healing properties that come out of the earth. There's a vibration that resonates out of the earth that has healing properties. And even better yet, if you can lay on the grass on your back and connect your whole body, just relax, you're doing what's called grounding. And there's healing things going on in your body while you're doing that, and it's helping to keep you in a higher vibration, in a happier, healthier vibration. And I think we need to really take a moment every day to do this, because everything else follows, will follow from there, the rest of your day.
For our listeners, this is Sherry Beal that we're speaking to. Go ahead, you have something else to say?
Oh, no, I want to hear, I'd love to hear what you have to say on that.
Okay, I do have some things, thank you for that. But Sherry Beal is a longtime health advocate on a lot of things that we talked about earlier, on high vibration, on children, on organic foods, and bedding, the right bed to have, the right mattress to have. Also, and we're going to talk about all these things as we go along. Children, how it's important to give them the right foods, et cetera. We're going to talk about GMOs. This is what I like about Sherry, that she and I can just go back and forth on all these things, because this is what we do on this show. And I'm just so blessed to have you on yet, Sherry. All right, my thoughts on that. Well, I exercise every day. I do power walking when I can, and I definitely do meditation, absolutely. Do it in the morning when I wake up. Sometimes I only do 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. At night, I do more like 10, 15, 20 minutes, and it helps me sleep. Meditation is real good. For the listeners that don't know a whole lot about meditation, I'll give my take, and then Sherry can maybe mention something on it. It's very simple. Take a deep breath in, and then take a breath out. It could be anywhere from 5 to 7 seconds, 4 to 7 seconds is what some of the experts say. In, hold it, and then let it out. And all the time you're doing this, try to think positive. That's what I do. And it helps me sleep, as I said, in the morning. It gets me off to a great start. I want to do more, but I'm extremely busy, and that's not a good excuse, I know. But being saying this and talking to such a wonderful person like Sherry, I'm going to do more. Meditation, like you and I know, is great. I want to try to do more yoga. That is super. But I walk, I exercise, I go good grounded, I go to nature, I walk out to a park or to water or to trees. And like you said, you grew up in Virginia, you were around trees. And also, I'm always grateful for what I have, not what I don't have. And I have passion for life. I try to not let all the negative things come in my way, although, as we know, Sherry, there's a lot of negative issues and people all around us. But I try to slough them out and not let them be in my way. I just stay so, so positive. That's my take on that. Let's go to the next question, if you don't mind, unless you have more on that, which you could add.
Well, I just maybe add a couple of quick things. One is when you talk about meditation, and that is what almost across the board that you hear is you can start by just taking a deep breath. That's simple, listening and focusing on your breath. But it also comes in really handy if you're feeling frustrated or angry, if someone said something that makes you, that hurts, you know, hurts your feelings, and you feel angry, then take a moment, just like you do in your meditation, and start focusing on your breath and take a couple of breaths. So that comes in handy then. And also, I just can't emphasize enough about, for me, being around friends, being around community and laughing, you know, that is so healing. You just forget all your troubles and come on, get happy, you know. That's really important. And then I'll mention one other thing. Have you heard of, Bobby, the 432 Hertz music? Music in 432.
I heard the name, but I don't know what it is. Explain.
Okay, well, anybody can look it up on YouTube, and it's a very high vibration, and it's what I believe music was originally tuned to, and then it was switched. I don't know if it was switched during World War II with the Nazis to 440, but it was originally apparently at 432 hertz. So if you just go onto YouTube, click that in, and listen to music at that tune, that really raises your vibration as well. So, and lastly, when you talk about what you're grateful for, every morning, if you can sit down and list 10 gratefuls, okay? The word, I love that, gratefuls. And just sit and list 10 things of what you are grateful for. So these are all ways to start your day and get you in a high vibration. Thanks.
Let me give our listeners an example of grateful. I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is say, I'm grateful that I'm alive. I'm grateful that I have a bed to sleep on, because some of the things that I'm grateful for, that I'm going to say right now, half the world or more don't have all these things. Some of them have nothing. And it's very bad. And we need to do something in this world to straighten that out. But I'm glad I have a bed. I'm able to eat food. I have a way to get around. I have a way to fix food. I have healthy food that I'm able to obtain. I have friends. I have things to do that are positive. I have the radio show. I help people that are sick for healing or need counseling. I do a lot of that because I operate the Gary Noel Health Support Group in Los Angeles. And so we have a lot of people that are older. And rather than call New York, they call me because this is what New York wants them to do. So I'm grateful for a lot of great things. I'm grateful for my life. I'm happier than ever. Go ahead.
And your health. That's something to be really grateful for.
Oh, yeah, my health, exactly. I'm alive and well. I'm in one piece. I had an accident. I was in a car accident, Shirley, and the guy hit me hard. The transmission died, and my car was a mess. And he had no insurance. Oh. It was his fault. He had no money. So he got away with nothing. And I had a low type of insurance liability that didn't help me much, but that's okay. I looked in the mirror after the crash, and I said, well, my face is in one piece. And then two or three minutes later, I was all sore, but I walked outside, looked at my whole body, I'm in one piece. I'm just grateful for that. Mm. I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. I'm alive. I'm in one piece. And the hell with the car, the money, the insurance, the police report, the hell with the other guy, the hell with everything. I'm alive, and I'm well. And you know what, Sherry? Ever since that accident a year ago, I have appreciate life even more because I came close to dying. Yes. My chest hit the bag that comes out.
The airbag.
And it hit my chest. The airbag hit my chest real hard, and I had
Those
to tell the doctors about that. Yeah, I had some injuries and anyway, a concussion. It's okay. Those are nothing.
Wow. Let me just say, you could have made a completely different choice in that moment and after that to look at things in a negative way. But instead, I am so inspired, you completely turned around and said, I am so grateful. You looked at yourself, you said, I'm still in one piece. You know, I am so grateful to be here.
Yes.
And from that moment forward, everything you did, all the choices you made, your vibration, all of what we're talking about, you know, they were on the right track, on the high vibration track. So, you know, that's something for us to all think about, because there's always a crossroads. There's always going to be obstacles and things that come our way. You're always going to win if you might have to complain for a second, get it out, go ahead, keep it on a high vibration. It'll benefit.
It's okay to be upset a little bit for some people, because remember, a lot of people are listening are very normal people, and it's hard to hold it back. So go ahead and get upset if you have to. Get stretched out a little for a few minutes, but try to turn it around and be more like what I just said, what I went through, and be so grateful and be so happy that you've got some good things too, no matter what happens.
Awesome.
Find a shining moment in no matter what happens, a silver lining. No matter what happens, find. There are people that do this. They study with Wayne Dyer and people like him who
the late
groups
great.
Have got together. And yes, Louis Hay, there's so many great people out there who these people wait for something bad to happen so they can try to find that little silver lining. There's 10 things bad, but they'll find the one good, and they'll delve on that. They'll concentrate on that so they can stay positive. That's beautiful, isn't it?
Good for all of us
to
hear.
I'm Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World and Body, Mind, Spirit, Aging, and Health. We're into so many things, and I've got a great guest on. This is Sherry Beal. We've done her own radio show. By the way, Sherry was offered a show on a Progressive Radio Network some years ago. She didn't take it at the time for different reasons. But hopefully we're going to offer her a chance to be a co-host once in a while at her speed. If she doesn't do it, that's fine. Just have her on once in a while to interview her what we're doing right now, a back and forth conversation about all these things, because Sherry rhymes with me and this show. All the things that I've talked to her about are just exactly what we talk about on this show. So Sherry, thank you for being here. Now, next item. Your next item would be talking about foods. You talked about, and I want to go into this more, how we can make a better world with foods, how we can grow our own foods. Now, let me say something first on that. If we could feed the world and show the world how to save the seed, use the seed, and if we could send people out like the Peace Corps used to do and have these people learn how to farm, there are farmers out there looking for stuff like this. If in this country, big ag is, I don't know about them, but a core of good people that care about the planet and care about good foods, non-GMO, could go out and we could change the world on that. And I'm working on that. I'm going to be talking with Dr. Vandana Shiva. She's probably the number one activist and number one person on seeds and growing foods.
She's amazing.
She's so good. And I did speak to her at an event, and she offered to be on the show, so we're going to try to get her on soon. But anyway, talk about growing your own food. Talk about how food can make you and make this a better world. Your thoughts.
Oh, my goodness. You know, our food is our medicine. And I really learned that line from Dr. Max Gerson. I know Charlotte Gerson personally, his daughter, who's 90-something years young, and also grandson Howard Strauss, who spent a lot of time with his grandfather, Dr. Max Gerson. But it is so true that your food is your medicine. It's like you put certain fuel in the car, and, you know, sometimes you pay extra for high tests, but we don't need to talk about petrochemicals right now. That's a whole other topic. But putting, you know, what you put in your body being your machine, is so utterly important. Now, you mentioned growing your own food. In this country, we used to have, in the recent past, about 30%, farmers in the country has gone down to like 1-2%. And that's may not be just haphazard. But I think it's very empowering, and we can each individually, no matter if we live in an apartment, if we live in a house and have a little bit of dirt in a yard, there's always community gardens. We can grow our own food. I know on the West Coast there are community gardens, and I know on the East Coast, you know, so probably all over the country. Now, they also have all these different options, and boy, we can always, you know, we have the internet at our fingertips. We can do research. You can go on YouTube. They have one thing that I was really excited about is these food towers. Now, they are these white towers that grow lettuce and other vegetables hydroponically. So all you have to do is keep water in the bottom, and this tower grows all of these veggies. I've seen them actually in Southern California, outside of restaurants. Restaurants growing their own lettuce, their own basil, these herbs and veggies. It's just wonderful, and they're decorative at the same time, and very easy to keep up. And you can, I think it's when you pick food and eat it, you know, right after it's picked, it has so many more nutrients in it. It's just amazing. So, and I think it's a great idea also, because some people feel like, I've never really grown my own fruits and veggies, or I just really don't know how to do it. Well, there's so many options. Ones, you can go on YouTube and find out anything these days. But you can also, it's a great idea to, that's an excuse to get together a couple of friends and or people in your community and create a little group where you get together and you can chat about, okay, let's talk about how to grow. And let's start off with, let's grow some lettuce, you know, and let's all try that first. And you know, so you can start off really small, and you can have people that utterly, you know, hardly know anything about growing, or maybe you can have one or two people in your group who, you know, like myself, we had a big vegetable garden in our backyard when I grew up in Virginia, and the wonderful lady across the street grew up on a farm, so she came over And we used our land, and we just split everything with her, you know, whenever we'd have veggies and fruits. And it was just so, not only is it empowering, and I think it's really very important for us to become empowered by creating our own food source as much as we can, but it's so gratifying. It's like just amazing. You know, if you can take a seed and all of a sudden you see this watermelon pop up or this cantaloupe, I can't tell you how happy I was as a kid to see that. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know? So, yeah. But, anyway, and it's also really important, and I'd love to hear what you have to say too about that, Bobby, is because we're getting just drowned by GMOs. It's like you have to go through a battlefield just to try to pick healthy organic foods. And I know it seems overwhelming, but I have to say that your choice by choosing organic foods or going to the farmers market and supporting the farmers and choosing organic foods or growing your own foods, it's so empowering by you making that one choice and taking that little effort, and it reflects out like throwing a stone in a pond to people in your environment, to your family, you know, to people you know. All this information is not wasted. All of your efforts are, you know, so influential, more than you can imagine, on, you know, your surrounding community.
Well, okay, that's great. Well, that is, I love it. Let me tell you about how I learned about good foods back in the day. When I was a child, I was 9 years old. My older brother was 12. My parents, we are Mexican descent, but we're born here, my brother and I, and my mother and father. But my dad wanted to go see his dad, my grandfather, who was 104 years old at the time. So we went to Mexico in his car, and we got to the town, which is Irapuato, Guanajuato, in the middle of Mexico. And we, as we were driving from the rural area, to the city, to his area, which is a farm, 2 miles away. We were driving. We saw him on a donkey, just about ready to arrive at his ranch. And my dad said, "Help your grandfather off of the donkey, off the burro." So we ran out. My brother and I. We said, "Abuelito, abuelito, we'll help you get off." He said, "You know what? What are you talking about? I don't need any help." He got off by himself. And then we gave him a hug, and it was so wonderful to see him. I was amazed that he was 104 and looked so good. He looked like he was 75. Good skin, good hair. Full bit hair he had. He didn't lose any hair. And he was not only grayish, but black. Yes. The man was healthy. And I noticed that because even then I was into health a little bit. So here's the best part, Sherry. When we sat down to eat food, he would go to the backyard. I was watching him. I watched his every move. This man is amazing. He picked off all these wonderful fish, broccoli, cucumbers, cabbage, and other greens, kale, green leafy vegetables. He did a lot of that, which I know today that that's one of the best to do. He brought them in the house, and he cut them up, and we ate them, mostly raw, very light cooked, if anything. And no, we ate them from the time he cut them 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes later. Now, Sherry, that's healthy because he just got to pick them, like you said, a while ago. That's the best time to eat something when you just pick fresh. You go to the supermarket, stuff's been there for 2, 3, sometimes even 5, 10 days. Yes, sitting there. Do you think that's going to be healthy? Of course not. And even I love the farmers markets. They're great. They pick their food in the morning sometimes, or sometimes the day before, and bring it to you. But if you, like right. you said, Sherry, if we have our own gardening, we have food that we pluck and we eat right there. When we need to teach people that, and I have some several people that I've done this with already on different shows, how organic farming is so, so, so good. And one last thing, and then you can make some comments on this. If people can learn to also have planters to where they can grow their own food, let's say people don't have a yard, fine, no problem. Have a planter and grow your food in your house. And in your apartment, wherever you live. Your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. And that's where, for example, I mean, you can just, you know, use little pots. You can put them, if you have a balcony, great. If you don't, mm-hmm. You can put them in a, place them in a window where you're getting some sunlight in.
Right.
There's also those towers, which are really amazing, and you can Google that. They're very high and they're narrow and they have wheels on the bottom, and you just have to keep the bottom filled up with water. So just check it every day and fill it up with water because it's hydroponic. But you get all these veggies that grow out of this planter. And there's
right.
For example, I'm looking at now that it says 14 plants per 2 square feet on a food tower.
Right.
I mean, that's, there's something called food abundance on YouTube, but you can certainly search that. But there are ways to do this, for everyone. And I just think it's so important that we stay empowered and stay tuned into Mother Earth. And especially, we can't survive without food. So, to learn how somehow to grow our own food, even if you're just starting off with just different like herbs that you're growing in your kitchen window,
right.
Just that alone, taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I would love to chat really quick about the importance of moving, exercise.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Do you want to chat about that for a sec?
Yeah. Let me say something, and you can give your thoughts on it. But first, let our listeners know that this is Sherry Beal. It's speaking. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World, and we're doing a little more on that, but also a little more on health. We've talked about growing your own foods. We talked about having a higher vibration. And we're going to talk a little more about the bedroom and biology. How do you pronounce it?
Biology. Yep.
Right. We'll talk about that. We talked about growing foods, planters. We're going to talk about children next, and we're going to talk about the bedroom and what you can do. But I want to say this about exercise. I walk every day. I power walk, and I it's just wonderful. You have to move your body. Sherry, I see senior citizen centers, and they always sit out there in the front on a chair. They don't do anything. They just sit there for hours and hours and hours. I go up to them. I'm not afraid to. I go up to them and say, "Hey, you guys, exercise. Come on, man. I'm over 50 also, and you got to move. If you want, I'll go with you." And guess what? Once in a while, they go with me. And I should become a coordinator, a volunteer coordinator to help walk people and show them how to walk and show them how all the virtues of it, as you know. So exercise is good. Swimming is great. Yoga is fantastic. The whole body. When you want to really get your body together at night and day and meditation. And along with meditation, I didn't say this, Sherry, but before you go to sleep, always put on some soft, beautiful, loving music. Soft, and I listen to that the last half hour before I go to sleep. That calms the
Great
mind,
idea.
Calms the nerves. I forget about everything. And by the way, listeners,
awesome.
Turn off the TV. Don't keep the newspapers and books away. No radio, no internet, no nothing. Just calm down, listen to that soft music, do some deep breathing, and get ready to go to sleep. And I even tell myself this, Sherry, I say, it's going to be a wonderful, beautiful sleep. I'm going to sleep 7 or 8 hours tonight. And then when I wake up, Sherry, I say, well, it's going to be a great, beautiful day. And then I talk about my gratefulness. So we're doing this, and we're giving examples of how we live, listeners, because Sherry and I live real good. We're learning, and we're still learning. We're students. We're not only teachers, but we're students because there's so much new everything that's coming out. And we're going to talk about on this show all the lasers, the equipment. We're going to talk about stem cells. And so for our listeners to know how they can stay well. Anyway, that's enough of that. Any other thoughts on that? Because I want to move to another subject as soon as you're ready.
Well, I'm just would like to emphasize, I mean, to me, it's like top of the list to move, to exercise. Some people hear the word exercise. I'm probably in better shape than I've been my whole life. And even when I was younger, I was a dancer where I'd be dancing classes every day, a couple of classes a day. I mean, really like ballet, tap, jazz,
right.
But in the last mm-hmm. year, I've made it a priority I run and I do like cross training, and I do it all outdoors with Mother Earth, you know, not on concrete, not on blacktop, but on the earth, on the dirt. And, I just can't tell you how how much better I feel. It's like you're building up those endorphins, which make you feel great right off the bat, but you're also sweating out the toxins, which you need to get out of your body. And when you work out, you end up, you're thirsty. So you're drinking more water. So it's just a total win-win. But, you know, we do have to make it a priority, and it is just as important as all these other things we're talking about to our health. You know, healthy heart, working out cardio-wise, but you just feel so much better when you're walking upstairs or going for a walk with someone and you're not, like, out of breath, you know, but you feel like, oh, this is great. So
just want it. Beautiful. Our listeners need to listen to this and do this. That's what this show is all about, like you said, and I know you're dedicated. I'm extremely dedicated on not only making this a better world, on teaching people about health. And, Sherry, there are a lot of poor people that there's no health stores around where they live. There's no trees or things like that. There's nothing but concrete. Kids grow up and never go to the beach, and they never go anywhere. And they live in concrete, and in the poor areas, they can't help it, but there's no health stores. There's no healthy stuff, no knowledge on this. They live in a concrete world with, and the inner surroundings are liquor stores and drug addicts and gangs, and it's not good.
Right.
And there's ways that this can change. And I know the mayor of Los Angeles, Mayor Garcetti, I helped him with his campaign, and every time I see him, I tell him some of these things. And he's, you know, like most politicians, his hands are tied. He can only do so much. But anyway, let's... if you don't mind, let's go to the next subject, because we've got about 12 minutes left on this subject, so we've got to move fast here. Children, let's talk about how children need to eat better, children need to exercise, children need to watch better things on television. Every Saturday, Sherry, in Los Angeles, children are watching, and on the commercials, they see nothing but ads for sugar-coated cereals or junk food, for sugary this and sugary that, sodas. It's terrible. And so that's all they know.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what they want to eat.
Yeah.
They have Coca-Cola, hamburgers, french fries. Your thoughts on your take on children in general.
Oh, my goodness. What a topic. Yes. I tell you, as an adult, it can be a challenge to find healthy foods. And, you know, but you sort of increase your quote-unquote vocabulary of where you choose to go eat and what certain things they have on the menu and what stores you go to and what items you buy. So, you know, we navigate our way through it. I have to say, being a mom, that was, in this day and age, the most challenging navigation through the food world that, I'll just say in the United States of America, that you can imagine. There are so many foods and candies and just, you know, we have, you know, Halloween. I mean, you've got these candies. If you read the ingredients, you just go, oh, my God, I can't give this to kids who come to my door. I can't purchase this and support. You know, I mean, some of the stuff has high fructose corn syrup, which has lead in it. There's 50 hidden names of MSG, which is a neurotoxin. You know, I mean, sodas, forget it. If you have a rusty golf club, go ahead and soak it in some Coca-Cola and see it just eat away. I mean, you know, but I have, happily been successful. For example, my son, he wouldn't even think. Not even consider, not even be interested in drinking a soda. Now that is huge. He drinks water all the time. Even if we go out and say, hey, do you want an iced tea or do you want an Arnold Palmer, which is half iced tea, half lemonade? He'll be like, no, I'll have water. And I'm so grateful because that was years and years of, being on my toes as a mom, you know, as a parent, and making sure that he ate healthy. And, you have to really, like, pack these kids' lunches if people can, for them to eat healthier. Because some of these school lunches are just pitiful. I don't know if you saw the Michael Moore, the last Michael Moore film, Where Do We Invade Next? Okay, so there's a scene there, and they interview a chef in France who's cooking for kids in a school there. And I lived in France, and I've lived in Europe, and, you know, they just generally eat so much healthier. The food is fresher. They don't have all these preservatives. They don't even allow Monsanto. They totally kick them out of Europe. There's goes to show.
Right.
But, you know, it's so worth it, and it is a big challenge, you know, because when your kid goes to a birthday party, they might have like the worst quality birthday cake and ice cream and giving the kids all the candy and having soda. And you're like, oh my gosh, you know, but my kids have learned to, you know, and I'm not extreme. I have a good balance. You can totally have ice cream. You can have cake, but I get a healthy one. I get the healthy one. I read the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Right.
Read the ingredients and know what the ingredients are. So that's my two cents on that.
Wow, that's great. Speaking of Europe, I saw that film. It was a great film by Michael Moore. It really tells you what's going on around the world in France and Italy and up in the north, Denmark, and all these countries. And all around the world,
Iceland.
People are definitely...
Oh, yeah.
Iceland. They're living better. They're eating better. They don't want, in many cases, they don't have Monsanto or GMO label food. They won't allow it in there, let alone to label it. Like here we're fighting in statewide ballots to have it labeled. Over there, they won't even allow it in the country, period. And guess what they also don't allow about? Something else I'm going to talk about. Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You have something to say?
Oh no! I was just going to say that I can give you an inside because I have a small product in some of the Whole Foods stores, and they just recently put out something to their vendors saying that by I think it's September of 2018, they're going to have all of their GMOs labeled. And I'm thinking to myself, well, how about from now till for the next 2 years? You know, it's like. Why can't people have a choice and know what they're putting in their bodies, for goodness sakes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know.
Wow, that's right. Yeah, GMOs, they're all over the place. And, you know, so supermarkets, though, you can go, 10 years ago, you couldn't find one healthy thing in a superstore in a big market. But now you find a whole aisle full of things that are much healthier, gluten-free, or organic maybe, non-sugar.
And Bobby.
And
yes. And just on that note, that goes to show you how powerful our choices are, our choices with our dollars and what we spend them on. And you just said that there are more and more options, more healthier options. And that's because people are making choices with their dollars. You know, their voices need to be heard. If we don't buy GMO food, what is Monsanto going to do, which actually they were just... I don't know if the transaction was complete, but they're being bought out by Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R, okay?
Right.
So keep tuned into that. But what would Monsanto do if the majority of people totally stop buying GMOs? Then who's going to consume them? You know?
Well, we have a lady that from the show, Diana Reeves, who has a boycott, and it's too difficult to get it going, but she's boycotting Gerber's and some of these people that are, some of these companies, which I have a list of, that are
Nestle
GMO filled. The foods, go ahead.
Okay, the foods, yeah. And also people who are stealing our water and putting it in bottles and turning around and selling it to us, like Nestle. But we'll talk about that another day.
Tap water. Aquafina, for a while, I don't know if they're still doing it, they were putting tap water in those plastic bottle containers and selling them. And I've heard stories that 50-70% of all the water sold in bottles are mostly tap water. And I tend to believe it a little because these corporations, it's money over matter. It's profits over people. It's profits over
health,
profits over food. That's all they care about. And they couldn't care
bottom
less
line.
About. Yeah, right. So anyway, speaking of Coca-Cola, I wanted to bring up some thoughts on that. You can clean the battery. You know, your battery cables get all white. Put some Coca-Cola on there, and boom, it's gone. You can take a piece of meat and put put it in a glass of Coca-Cola, it'll be vanished in no time. Whereas you put it in something else and it won't. I mean, that's a good way to get rid of that and get rid of the Coke. But by the way, many, many countries, like you said, in Europe, it started in Denmark and countries up there in the northern parts where they were against Coca-Cola. And first it was 3 or 4, now it's 6 or 7, now it's the whole, a lot of Europe. They do not allow Coca-Cola in the country. They don't allow Walmart in the country. They don't allow McDonald's. Some countries are now doing that. There's so much difference from here to there. Here we live in a capitalistic, money-first, greedy world, and over there they don't. This is what's great. What else we talk about? Let's finish up. We've only got a few minutes left. What I'd like to do is get, at the end, after you give your contact information, give a 1 or 2 minute final thoughts. But we got to finish up now. One last thing we didn't cover on my list of things to cover was bio... You pronounce it for me.
Cell biology.
Right. Go ahead. You got one or 2 minutes on that one.
Okay. So did you say 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. So the real nutshell version, my training in bowel biology, building biology, if someone came to me and said, Sherry, I want to start creating a healthy home, where do I start? I would definitely start in the bedroom. Why? Because when you're sleeping those 8 hours a night, average, that's when your immune system is rebuilding while you're sleeping. If you're laying on a bed that is outgassing fire retardants, scotch guards, synthetic, terrible chemicals, that's not going to do you any good. And I've actually had, since, 2002, a company where I offer organic bedding. And because I am so passionate in understanding that that's critical for people's health. Whatever you can, and there's so many toxins in cotton. Sent a newsletter out on that, but I'll leave my my email address in case anybody wants any information or if I can answer any questions in that regard. Now, another very simple thing is you can save money and you can make your own cleaning products by using lemon, using white vinegar, like distilled vinegar, and baking soda. And I mean, those three things can be very inexpensive and you can make your own cleaning products with those, which is what, in the old fashioned days, before all the chemicals and all these products came in, cha-ching, about making money. This is what we use, these kind of things. So going back to Mother Nature, Mother Earth, it'll save you and save you some dollars. And, I always say is your health is your wealth. No question about that. Your health is your wealth.
Absolutely. So, well, we've got about 2 minutes left to give you, first give you contact information, and then after that take a minute and a half, 2 minutes with your final thoughts about, and I like to inspire people, motivate them to, you just give a summary of whatever you missed, you didn't get a chance to talk about, or you think it's important for our listeners to hear. Take 2 minutes on that and take a few seconds to give your, slowly give it out, because we have older people that complain that some of the guests talk too fast. Give your information so people can reach you.
Very good. Please. Okay, so I'm going to leave my email is info. I'm going to say it and then I'm going to spell it. info@athomenaturally.com. So it's info at, and then the word athomen, like Nancy, athurally.com, athomenaturally.com. So if you need to email me, it's Sherry, Sherry. Also, my radio show for many, many years was called A Right to Know. That's A, like apple, right, R-I-G-H-T, to, T-O, know, K-N-O-W.com. So arighttoknow.com is, my radio show and a lot of archived shows, and you can also get to me through that. And let's see. At Home Naturally, I told you about that. And
yes,
love to answer any questions or help out in any way.
Yes. Take 2 minutes to talk about, I really like what you're talking about, the bedroom, but anything that you want to talk to tell our listeners how they can live better in any kind of way, whatever you want to say for 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to emphasize again, I want people to understand how powerful they are, and everyone mm-hmm. listening to your show, they're a leader. Getting this information, seeking this information, you are a leader. It could be in your family, it could be in your community, it could extend out from there, but it's so important for you to continue sharing all this great info with your surroundings, you know, with your loved ones, with your friends, and stay in a high vibration, because everything else will fall into place. It won't seem overwhelming. You'll see how powerful your choices are. You go out of your way and go, I'm going to grab that apple. Oh, you know what? It's not really organic, but this one over here is. I know it's a couple of cents more, but gosh, it's almost, you know, I'm going to grab that one. I'm going to make those choices. And, right. yeah, and to bring it in again of staying in your high vibration, meditating, get grounded, laugh.
yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
And listen to, you know, great music and be around great people. So thank you so much, Bobby, for having me today. I am grateful and honored to be, on the show with you.
We're grateful, honored, and it's very special to have you, not only for this show, but hopefully in the future with anything that you want to do as far as you have so much. You remind me of myself about how you're all around. You're really into so many different phases of body, mind, spirit, sleep, food, children, organic, and what not to do. And then you and I talked about it. I want to make a special invitation to you now. In the next month or so, I would like to interview, and I've got two or three people in mind already. We did this before about a year ago, where we're going to talk strictly about how we can make this a better world. Not only the problem that exists, like climate change, et cetera, but what we can do about it. And we can predict and think, I have Mystic Healer. Yeah, that's the word. And she is really good at her predictions. And we went over all the different things that are going wrong with the world, and she gave her thoughts on predicting them, as well as myself, because I'm really a student of what's going to happen in the world and what we can do about it. So I'm really into all this. So I'd like to have you on again, possibly for something like that. But you and I got to talk again. And I can't thank you enough for being on the show. And let's stay in touch, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Bobby.
All right. You're welcome. You deserve nothing but the best. All right. All right. That was wonderful. That's Sherry Beal. So I'm going to start thanking everybody, starting with Sherry Beal, who was on the show just now. But before I do that, let me just talk about the next few weeks. As I said, in 4, 5, 6 weeks, hopefully, if everything goes right, we're going to have a show to talk about with Sherry, hopefully, with myself, and with one, possibly two other guests. But it'll be at least three of us to talk about the problems in the world. And the doomsayers are saying this is going to happen, that's going to happen. And we're going to refute that and give our ideas on how we think things won't be as bad as they're saying. Yes, they're going to be bad. They're going to be horrible. How long, we don't know. But there's going to be a turn coming up. It's been predicted in the Mayan calendar. It's been predicted with Nostradamus. It's been predicted by some of the great, great, great people that see the future. And I've known them. I'm a student of that. And I began to learn myself. And I really have high intuition that, like Sherry said earlier today on the show, there are people that are making changes. There's a new vibration out there. And there's people that aren't going to stand for the same old crap and that are fighting off these pigs. These huge, big companies, their only thing thought is profit first and people later. Profit, health first, people later. Pharmaceutical industry first, people later. Climate industry, big money. All they care about is big money. But guess what? There's a wave coming out little by little, and I say little by little because change is slow, and all that's going to be knocked down. We're going to make a change, and we're going to make this a better world. So hang in there with me. Hang in there with the show, with Sherry, part of the guests. We had Dr. Ren on last week from New Jersey, holistic doctor. Yeah, she's very young, but she's all over the place, this woman. And we're going to have her on again soon. We have Burton Goldberg, who is telling us things like the fact that one out of three people right now have cancer. And in pretty soon, it's going to be one out of two that get cancer before they you know, and you'd be surprised. People don't even know that they have cancer in their body. You could be 50 years old, and guess what? It's growing. You don't know this. No doctor can tell you it's growing, but it's growing little by little. We all have some piece of cancer in our system, and they're growing. So we need to do something about that. All right, so we're going to have Burton Goldberg on. He's going to talk about how one out of three people have cancer, and he's going to give you the numbers of things like diabetes, heart disease, cancer of all kinds, breast cancer, and strokes, and how many people we have now that are getting these things. Also, people that are autistic, that number is growing faster than anything else you can think of. That and cancer are growing like mad. And we have to do something about it. Diabetes is growing huge. A lot of people of color are getting diabetes or have diabetes, and it's because of their diet. They don't know any better. So these are so many things that we have to do. All right, let me start saying thank you to everybody, and then we're going to have our song. We're going to have some more different types of music coming on in the future. So thank you for Sherry Beal, who is our guest today. Thank you to Jesse, the Progressive Radio Network director, doing a great job. Thank you to all of Progressive Radio Network, all the staff and all the people that pitch in. Thanks to Gary Null for putting the station together. Thank you to Stuart Hassel, our producer. Co-producer Stuart Hassel had a lot to do with picking out Sherry Beal. And so did our associate producer, Lydia. Lydia and the two of them have given me loads of information, and I want to thank you both on the air right now for all the information on Sherry Beal. I had some recollection of her and information myself. So three of us information put together along with Sherry. I believe we had a great show. And we're going to remind people to keep listening to our show. All right, we're on every Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much, everyone. And we'll go out with our song. See you again next week. The greatest gift of all.